Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I absolutely know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds and wonderful news. He does not even waste our failures. Amazing. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, I Trust in Thee, from the live recording, We Are the Army. This song came to me on June 25th of 1988. I know that's a long time ago now, but it's one of my favorite songs. I know I say that a lot, but it really is for several reasons. Following are the words I wrote about the story behind this song way back in 1988, when my son Israel was just almost 4 years old. Here's what I wrote. There are times in my life with the Lord that I feel like a little child, and I give myself up to His arms completely. It was during one of these times that this song came to me. A little child surrenders completely to his father because he trusts him so much. In my own relationship with my son Israel, God shows me this truth over and over. One summer day, we took our children swimming in a friend's pool. Israel was just 2 years old at that time and very afraid of the water. Yet when I was near the edge of the pool and called for him to jump to me, guess what he did? He quickly overcame this fear. Why? Because he knew I would catch him. How much more our Heavenly Father loves us. When we come as he calls, he never lets us down, and he is always there. One of my dreams was to sing this song with my son when he got old enough, and now it has come to pass. He was 5 at the time of the recording. As of this recording of this podcast, he is now 35 years old. But this is what I wrote. As you listen to the recording of this song, allow God to love you as a father loves his child, and you simply yield yourself to him. Let's do that right now.
I trust in thee, like a a child and father, Lord, I trust in thee. With my heart I trust in thee. I trust in thee. Like a servant to his king, I trust in thee. With my heart I trust in thee. You want my hands, Lord, here they are. You want my soul,
Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much for that precious memory. Thank you for all my sons and all my daughters. Thank you for allowing me to feel that kind of love. And thank you for overwhelming me with the fact that you love me even more than I love my own children. That's amazing, Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 18, verses 1 through 6 says this. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a child to himself and set him before them. And he said this, "Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea." That's pretty serious. No matter how old I get, y'all, I will never stop being my Father's son. No matter how mature I become in my faith, I will never stop being my Father's son. No matter what I must face in this life, I will never stop being my Father's son. It's my personal belief that to be the best husband, to be the best father, the best granddad, the best friend, or the best minister, I must walk as the son of my Heavenly Father. To walk relationally with our Father as his son or as his daughter is the best way to realize an abundant, love-fueled life on this planet. Yes, when I became a man, I put away childish things, but I in no way stopped being my Father's son. I never will. I encourage you to nurture that son or daughter relationship with our Heavenly Father in the coming days. Or better yet, trust Him and allow Him to nurture you. On a side note, when Israel was 5 years old, we were asked to sing this song at a James Robinson Bible conference. I was so proud to be singing with my son, and so proud of him for singing in front of 15,000 people. I'm so proud of the dad he has become to his two daughters, and I cannot help but see the little boy in him as I see him playing with his girls and loving on them. If the pride I feel toward my sons and my daughters is any indication of how our Heavenly Father feels toward us, we should all be overwhelmed with the passionate love of our Father toward us and walk in the assurance that He is proud to call us His own. We should see how proud our Heavenly Father is of us. See that He sees each and every one of us as the apple of His eye. Believe it and receive it and walk it out in this life. Just do this. Go and be his son or his daughter today. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, wonderful, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. In fact, if you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? To help with the ongoing cost and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. Don't forget to check out my books on Amazon, like my book Sing Over Me, my book Renewing Your Mind. I have two fantasy series. I have a thriller called The Short Life. Check them out. Just go to Amazon and look for Dennis Jernigan books. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can simply go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song, I Trust in Thee, from the live recording We Are the Army, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.